What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even, number one betting show on planet Earth. Brought to you by our good friends at Neds. We love Neds. If you're going to have a bet, responsibly, of course, but do it with Neds. Do it with our good pals over at Neds. We've also got our private betting group, About Even. You know of this if you have seen the show before, the passcode, the secret passcode, Dribbler. See you in there for a little giggle and a punt. Back for another week. The sun shining, birds chirping. You know, everyone in a good mood. Vibes are high, I think. Everyone's got a smile on their face.
Mate, I got up with the birds this morning. Tom went and got after it.
Mate. Did you get after it as well?
Yeah, mobility.
Give me some of that, buddy. Look at us.
Listen, mobility session today, puns and dribblers. You get to my age, you get to the ripe old age of 32, and you got to fucking stretch the bot out. Because otherwise you'll be tight as fuck. You'll fold in on yourself, and you'll have severe lower back pain. So you got to go out there and get limber.
I also went for a little 5K before the sun came up. Usually I'm a 10K before sunrise guy, but I thought 5K today, I did get a stitch that wouldn't quit. Did I see former Wallaby Drew Mitchell on the run? Yeah, I did. Did he give me a nod? Yeah, he did. And did that make me feel good going around? Like, you know, Drew just went, hey, how you going, mate? Yeah, it felt
nice. Were you walking at this stage?
No, I wasn't. Thank Christ, I was trotting. And every time, I'd run past, he was he was with a bunch of former Wallabies as well, but like only Drew knew who the fuck we were because he'd been on the pod. But like, I'd run past him, but then when I was like coming back down, because they were just walking. So when I'm running back past them, coming from behind them, I'd fucking speed up hard.
Were you grunting?
Well, no, I'd just speed up.
So any grunt?
It'd look like I'm really putting in some fucking
work. You know an effort grunt?
Nah, but you don't want to do an effort grunt when you look like me. I think an effort grunt when you're fit looks cool, but if you're fat, it looks like you're dying.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you get up to? Did you get up early and exercise today?
I got up early.
You up with the birds exercising?
Nah, so I had a good sleep, but a short sleep because if you follow Breaking the Ips, you know there was an announcement yesterday. And when there's an announcement for a new major, i.e. King of the Castle, I just get up in the morning and get excited and the next day and I start putting playlists together, start imagining. I even had a fucking dream, but somehow, I don't know how I'm going to do it, in my dream someone told me to somehow include Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 into it. Like, I'm not saying the actual physical game, but maybe there's hidden videotapes or something. I don't know. But like, that's what I'm like after the day of an announcement of a major. So,
you're frothing.
Yeah, I'm frothing.
And great feedback.
Yeah.
Worth a reminder, punters and dribblers, that will be on the 15th of September, Shortland Waters, Newcastle. Tickets on sale next Monday, 28th of August, between the hours of 5 and 6, breakingtheyips.com. We're not going to give you the specific time. Sebo likes to fuck with you a little bit.
Between 5 and 6.
Between 5 and 6, you're going to be keen.
Because it's only the teams that are keen where you've got all four members at that time refreshing. Mm. You can't just walk into a major.
No.
No, you can't.
Yep.
No, you can't just walk into a major. Unless
you know people.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
some people know people.
Some people know people, but a lot of people don't know people. So you're going to be out there between 5 and 6 Monday, next Monday. But there's like obviously a lot. You get the day, you get the experience, you get the joy, the pain, the pleasure, the partying. But you also get, not this specific hat that I'm holding, but you get a bespoke hat at every major, right? One that will never be released again. This was from the recent Marrickville one. It did used to be white.
Sebo likes it though.
Antique white.
Yeah, it was an off-white.
Creamy white.
Antique white.
Now it's sort of, a little less, more off-white.
Yeah.
But we've got a specific special one made for King of the Castle. And
that's also very nice.
It is. It's fucking cool. We saw photos of him yesterday.
Yeah, it's
very horny stuff. But that, tickets on sale Monday between 5 and 6. Make smart decisions.
Correct.
Should we get to some accountability yet?
Let's get to accountability, Tom. World famous accountability.
Yeah, world famous accountability.
Best in class over here. Now, I'm gonna get it started. People would have recognized that follow the show, that follow me, that are big supporters of Edward Simpson, everything he does.
Yeah.
Would have realized that he hit another unit scooper. Now, unfortunately for me.
Slips.
The gods had it in for me. Now,
what do you mean?
I was at Barbie. Shout out to Ryan Gosling. Shout out to Margot Robbie. Terrific movie. Phone starts fucking buzzing. I don't want to look. I don't want to be that guy. Get out. I've hit a unit scooper. Where the fuck's the slips? I go into Ned's and I put the wrong bet on.
So what was your list for those that...
Basically, I'd subbed out the Knights, who I had picked in my Ozaki and had 13 plus.
Not your Ozaki.
No. In my Ozaki, I had them officially. Not Ozaki.
Thank you.
My unit scooper, I had the Knights in there. Then I took them out for the Rabbitohs for some reason. and I didn't fucking know why. And then I started thinking about the fact that I actually had in my bet Knights 13 plus, then Rando, no offense Rando, but you're going to get it, bruh, started bringing up some bullshit about a jersey curse after the fact, bruh. Do you know how many people messages going, Rando needs to check his stats, look, they're complete horse shit. Yeah, they actually play absolutely way better in the jersey. I read that, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. 13 plus was money for jam, and because of you, you infested my brain. And my brain, when putting in the Ozaki after the show, thought I had Rabbitohs when I had Knights. So I've shit down the fucking drain another 16 units. You put them together, I'm up 32 units on the rest of these fucking plebs.
Yeah.
Nightmare stuff.
Yeah, nightmare stuff. So you're, so just to confirm, your unit scooper did not get up.
Well, it didn't get up. No, because I didn't put the fucking bet
you put
on.
No, the bet you put on didn't get up.
Yes. Okay. Which means that in so facto, I mean, I could come here and try to plead my case that I put the bet on and that my mind was infested by Rando.
Well,
and that
did
I should
get the money? The money
and that I should be getting a reprieve. That was pretty much Narbra the other day. Yep. I've come here, I've done the sheet on the basis that I wasn't awarded the units, punters and dribblers. We go again this week. I am still winning.
You just want to get that out of the way, Ollie?
I think it was like, that's fucking top of mind, right?
Mm. No, that's, I think it was good to...
I think that's sort of where we're at.
Because Tobler did put in the group, wow, Eddie, unit scooper. And I'd been going okay this week and I was like, fuck, Eddie's going to hit a unit scooper and that's pissing me off. Yeah. So I then said, slips or it didn't happen. And obviously, Edward, then I can't tell you the glee that came across my body.
So the only two unit scoopers this year, both hit by me. Well, one I didn't put on and one I fucked up because Rando infested my mind.
So you haven't hit a single fucking thing.
Fucking ridiculous.
Let's get into it, eh?
Let's get into it. Sharks 32 defeat the Cowboys 12. I was a felt away. And sometimes when you're a felt away, you got to double down on felt the week after. So we'll get to that. But Sharks plus 5.5 for Tommy.
Easiest bet you've ever had.
That was a fucking layup.
Easy.
That was a layup.
Easy.
For those of us tapped in, absolute layup.
Or me.
Well, but I mean, we all knew it.
Well, no, because no one else put it on.
Well, I had Sharks
well,
in my bet.
Well, you plus 5.5.
Well, I had them to win, which is even more aggressive.
Did you? You just have felt more
in my unit scooper.
Well, that didn't get up, so we don't need to talk about that.
Warriors 29 defeat Seagulls 22. Manly plus 13.5.
Now, that line, Manly's been good to me the last few weeks on lines. That's the easiest fucking line you've ever seen in your life. We should have won that game, let alone plus 13.5.
Well, we should have won that game. You're right. Garrick and AFB for me, nothing.
Garrick, I mean, pretty much scored at
pretty
one
much
point.
Scored. Yeah. And also was taken out, in my opinion, illegally. I know by the letter of the law it's not, but if the ball bounces that fucking high and you go up for it, he's the same height as a catch anyway. So
you've been going hard at AFB for a while and with very little yield.
Only twice.
I feel like you've been on him way more than twice.
I've been on him twice.
Check the tapes.
Check the tapes. I'm not going to trust you, your memory. No, Sebo, DWZ, no Garrick. Was minus 15.5 for the Lippy, DWZ. Oh, hang on, that's wrong, that alt line. So he had DWZ, who scores every week, but he's paying like $1.10, so, you know. Mm. Go with him at your own peril. Roosters 34 defeat the Eels 12. If you didn't pound this line into the core of the fucking earth, then you don't get rugby league football. That was begging to be pounded.
Yep.
That was legs wide open sort of stuff.
Yeah, that was pound town.
That was pound town Bukkake sort of stuff. Minus 4.5. What a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a joke line.
I thought you might be in trouble when the Eels scored first, but then straight away.
Well,
straight
you're going to play 80 minutes of footy though, don't you, Sebo?
And you're like, nah, they're done.
When they did score first, you'd be crazy to pretend like everyone who was pounding that line wasn't it like, oh, wait a minute, what the fuck? And then it became very apparent that pounding that line, the only mistake we made, punters and dribbles, are not pounding it just that little bit harder.
Although we did give it a good thrashing.
No, we gave it a good go. We gave it a good talking to.
You're dead
we
right.
We sat that line down and gave it a serious talking.
Yeah, I tell you what, we spanked that line.
Yeah, we did.
You know what I mean? That was naughty. That was naughty fucking boy or girl sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Tupo, Sivo, incorrect for Sebo. Manu Sivo was red for Lippy.
Yeah, do you know what's great about Sebo fucking dying in the ass on that one? Is that that bet would have come off for Sebo like 1,000 times when he was in his purple patch. Mm. Where it's like,
when he was in his prime.
And we were just like, and we'd be going, Sebo just is making these smart, pissy $4 bets. But he's so out of fucking touch right now.
He doesn't get it.
That a Tupo Sivo just does not happen.
I've outlived my welcome to the season. You know how like old people, like they don't change with the times and values.
Yeah,
you
you've
know
got
what I
old
mean?
World like sensibilities. Yeah. You say something like rogue shit at parties and
Yeah, know, exactly.
Family lunches.
I've outlived the season, or yeah, the season's outlived, whatever it is. Yeah, one of them, and two Percero bangs, you know, in round eight, which was about 10 years ago. So, yeah, that's me now.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know if he's doing this intentionally.
To try and change it.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I get a little bit of that. Rakes and it's a little good bit to call it out, but like he has been fucked for like a few weeks now. Yeah. Like it's been pretty. He still hasn't gone to the Mystics. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, here. Very confusing. Would like to see you go to the Mystics, Shabo. If you listen, you might not be fucked too, which would be disappointing. But
well,
I think you should. Yeah. Contact first.
I mean, it's too late. I don't want to waste a Mystic session.
Oh, you don't want to
waste it. You're fucking half dead.
But you're only seven units back.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of the season, where it's like a Mystic session doesn't just, it's not like a magic pill where you're just like, oh, I went in a thing and now I'm sorted. It's like the good juju starts coming back. You build it up over time.
Yeah, but you might need a series and shit. You could turn it around.
Last time I went to the Mystics, it took more than like a year to come in full effect. So I, first season, completely lost. Couldn't get a fucking bet to save my life. Went to the Mystics, stayed about the same. What happens next year? Get an Ozaki 8. I get Scotty Scheffler from, well, you know, world number 40 to number one. Follow him on all his bets there. Like I come in, come up, what, 319 units positive. That's a lot. It's like, you know, losing weight or something. It doesn't happen overnight. Just lifestyle changes, really.
Incremental changes build up to a massive change over time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noted. would have liked to see you in the forest, though, with your clothes off. Now, Tigers 24 defeat Dolphins 23. No one hits. Boring.
Yep.
Panthers 40 defeat Titans 14.
I got to blame Rando here. Rando's fucked me again.
We're really struggling on these fucking Panthers humping bets.
Yeah,
Rando.
If Panthers score 40, 50 plus, no one hits. It's fucking annoying.
Rando.
It's Rando though.
Fucked
really.
Me, dude. I had Panthers minus 22.5.
No, Titans haven't fucking conceded this many points.
You fucking damn, it was looking good at 22-14
yeah,
with 20 to go.
It was looking good until it wasn't, Rando. Oh, and if I was not listening to you, which I really should.
I'm not
be
in
doing,
charge of Jaden Campbell's knee, mate.
Some might argue you are, and you are a Gold Coast guy. You fucked me. You fucked me.
You fucked him.
Apologies.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Did say plus 30 in the broadcast, but you wanted to take the line. But anyway.
I beg your pardon?
I said plus 30 in the potty, but you said that's too much. $1.60,
well, yeah,
can't take
that.
It was
fucking like $1.02 or something.
No,
it wasn't $1.02. It was $1.60. $1.60. Yeah, $1.60. Yeah. Couldn't take it. Look,
in fairness to you,
You did say that, but.
But no one takes $1.60.
No one takes $1.60.
It's weak. Storm 38 defeat Dragons 28. Munster, I think he touched the ball twice. No tries. Meany, nothing. Storm minus 15.5. Nah. Storm 13 plus. Nah. Money, nah. Coates.
The Storm do not lose.
Coates and Hughes, that was it.
Fucking minus 15.5. The Storm fucked the Dragons 9 times out of 10.
Knights 29 defeat Rabbitohs 10. Fuck, I wish I was going. How good am I with Knights 13 plus at $4? But I let someone infest my brain.
Yep.
And now
Rando's whatever that disease is in fucking.
You're the last of us. Yeah. You're the mushroom, mate. You've infected me, and now I'm.
Now we got to shoot you.
Yeah. Now I'm like a rabid dog trying to run around biting people. Thanks. Shoot me. Put me down. All because of Rando. Sorry, mate. That's true. I had Bunnies 1 to 12 because of Rando and Trell because of Rando. Tom had Bunnies minus 2.5 because of Rando.
That Trell had never scored against
Trell
the Knights.
Trell 2 plus because of Rando. Even the Lippy. South minus 2.5 because of Rando and AJ 2 plus because of Rando.
So, yeah, that's a Rando bet.
It's a Rando bet. Game. Raiders 36 defeat the Bulldogs 24. Milk minus 9.5 for Seb and Tom. We're going to have to see some bet slips, though, boys, just because of the fucking...
Yeah. Do you want to see all of my bet slips? Did I triple stake Rando? I don't think I triple staked.
You didn't.
No, you just have it in there. That's how fucking honest I am.
Get your Roosters bet out as well, Eddie. Triple staked.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's get them up.
Get them up.
Everyone get them up.
Slips out.
Get your slips up. It's an important time of the year.
It's like going to high school and saying you've done your homework.
Yeah, it is.
You'll notice that mine's a little more than tripled. So,
yeah, not asking for any special treatment here.
Yeah, it is.
Yours was not tripled.
No, here you go, Raiders. Does anyone want to see this? Look, Raiders v. the Dogs win. I actually, to be honest, I hit the Roosters and Paraline twice. So
where's
maybe
your
there.
Where's your
Sharks? Manly there.
What
about your
Sharkies.
No, we need your Raiders.
Yeah, no, it's at the top.
Okay. Sebo?
Yep, and I don't have mine.
Yes! 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 Oh, that's good gear. That's good stuff.
Liar!
Yep.
I didn't lie.
I didn't lie once.
You did. You lied. Right. You said you had it.
You said you've got to see slips. I said, yep. I didn't say what slip I could show you. I knew it'd come to crunch time, but you know, you just gotta paddle.
I said to Burmo once my fucking Unique Super got taken back. I go, you better bet your fucking the last dollar you got. I'll be asking Sebo for his.
So how does that? How does that?
It's not good for Sebo.
How does that change the?
I'll be about 15 units behind. Board.
Oh, it's not good for Sebo. Sebo's in big trouble. Ooh, -57.76.
Hold on a second.
Ooh, does that mean Tom's
beating me? Does that mean I'm
ahead
of him?
It may well do. This could be one of the great shakeups. Yeah, he is. Sebo slips.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Sebo. Holy shit, punters and dribblers. This is huge.
I've slipped. I've fallen. There's no way off this mountain.
You suck.
Yeah. Look, it's been a tough fall.
That's one of the great falls all time.
That's so good, dude. God damn, that's giving me a pep in my step. I'm coming for the fucking title right now.
Okay, weekly leaderboard. Tom, 5 from 10. Great week at the markets.
Yep.
Sold a lot of antiquities. 4.49 units. I was second, 1.10. 1 out of 10, 0.93.
That's comfortably my best week.
Lippy, 0 from 9, -5.92. And after the adjustments had been made, Sebo, 1 from 10, -15.16.
Yep, I've slipped.
Overall leaderboard. Dude. Holy shit, this is biblical.
I should have been like a rock star and died in a plane crash.
Yeah.
People remember me as that guy.
If Tupac didn't die, he would end up becoming like a 60-year-old who's like, you know, embarrassing his children.
Your second half of the season has been fucking abhorrent.
Yeah.
It's been
all-time
the worst ever. And I accept that. And yeah, as I said, off-season rebrand. There's still a bit to play. Maybe I can sneak back in. But look, I'm owning it. I'm a shit puncher of the second half of the season. I'm terrible.
No, it was just yeah.
First half should have just cashed out then.
Which you
can't quit the
do,
show.
So, yeah.
You know, gone overseas, but really just hiding down the road in the bowling alley or something. But fuck it, whatever.
That's what dreams are made of.
That is. So I'm first, -35.5. Should be in the green. That's just technicality.
It's only 26 units, so it'd still be
-54.34. Well, I'm just saying both of them.
With both of them, yeah, it'd still be in
the green. -54.34. Sebo now third, -57.76. And starting to get the Lippy a run for his money, who's now -91.81.
The Lippies have $81.
The Lippy, literally, this could be the Lippy's last week. 81.92. Dollars left in the fund. It's down to Nilsa.
Yeah, it is.
The Novocastrian.
Nilsa, the Novocastrian, the dribbler this week, felt that it tied in well with, obviously, the announcement of our next Hacker Major. Nilsa will be there. It's down to Nilsa to try and change the stars.
If they run out of money, that's it.
That's it.
They put a line through them, you're out for the season.
Yeah.
It has to be either he wins the week or they run out of money. Because if they run out of money, we can just cut the ties. Nice ending for Newcastle. You know, try build the city back up later, you know, when we go to the Hacker Major. Or he gets out positive, but I just don't want him to have like $2 left. And then some other loser Lippy just has to spend that $2. You know what I mean? Like,
But you know what? It would also kind of be like...
No, I think we play it or how it is.
Play,
so, like, the next Lippy has $2.
Yeah, and that's...
So, you've got to hit a unit scooper, essentially.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well, it's not even a unit scooper.
You just need to hit a try score.
You've got to put $2 on something. Yeah, $2 to win. Still happening here, punters and dribblers. That's accountability.
Let's get into some bets. Now, as we said, Nilso the Novocastrian is our Lippy dribbler this week. Welcome, Nilso. Nice to have you with us, brah. The first game, we have got Panthers v. the Eels out at Panthers' home ground. $1.08 are the Panthers and $7.75 the Eels. 19.5 rugby league points is the line, over under 43.5 points. Rando with some stats that, listen, might fuck us this week. I might ignore him. What do you got for us?
Obviously, the Panthers have a great run at home. They haven't lost since round one against the Broncos. They also haven't lost to a bottom eight team at home since 2019. But we all know that they are going to win, and I think that they can cover that minus 19.5 line. The Eels have conceded 46-plus points in each of their last three games against top four opposition, and Penrith have won by 20-plus in each of their games with Cleary and Luai since Cleary returned from injury against the Dogs. For try scorers, the Eels have been conceding tries to fullbacks of late. They are the second top try scoring position against Para and have scored three tries in the last two games. Dill Edwards has also scored in his last two games against the Eels at home and six tries in his last seven games at home as well.
Thank you, Rando. Now, a quick little note to the punter and the dribbler. This game, we're doing a live stream for the About Even crew. So there's going to be an extra. We're all going to pick a first try scorer here. We may, you know, break open the piggy banks and have some side bets going on. But that will be Thursday, 8 p.m. Hellasport YouTube channel, About Even stream. So we'll see you there. Me, Eddie Seb, Rando, Dave and Tobler behind the scenes.
Yeah, I like the idea of side bets on the night. Throw a bit of cash around.
Yeah, responsibly.
Yep.
But side bets. It's a gambling night.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, I'm going to throw it over to you, Sebo, first for this one because you are coming dead last.
Yep.
and I just think that it's worth giving you something.
So there is two ways to go about this in my season. Basically, it's just do the Old Testament tactic and just do like $50 to 1 bets and just like hope someone else falls, or it's just go out swinging. And much like the Spartans in Thermopylae, I am going out fucking swinging. So I just had Critter and Peach at 417. But now that I'm fucked, I'm triple staking it. So I am going out swinging on Thursday night. That is the start of swinging season for me.
I like swinging season. Yeah. You got to change something,
yeah,
mate.
You do. Yeah.
417, swinging season.
Okay. Like it. All right, Edward.
I like Edwards in this game. I like the fact that he won the Clive Church last year against the Eels. I think that they may spark him to just fucking go out there and rip and tear once more. The Eels suck, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed, punters and dribblers, but awful. One of the worst sides in the comp. And I expect them to get pounded accordingly. Edwards scores. Critter, because he seems to pop up every week, I trust him. I find him hard to get him over the line in a Panthers bet. I find Panthers bets hard to fucking hit, to be completely honest with you.
They always have been for years.
Really, really hard. So I've just gone a couple of try scorers, bit of juice, 495. Those two, I think's okay. That's where I'm going.
I'm walking the line again, punters and dribblers. It was a good fucking week for me, and I just think whilst we're getting down to the business time end, I think that there's just some opportunities for me to consolidate my position. Let's see Sebo drop back behind us all, and I just keep marching on to what could be, you know, all you need to do is win for one, be leading for 1 week, and I got my eye on the belt now. I was going to triple stake Panthers minus 19.5, and then I went, you know what? It's such a guaranteed win. Let's just not fuck yourself. So I'm just going Panthers minus 19.5, sorry, just Panthers. Oh, sorry, Panthers minus 9.5.
Not
triple staked. Yep. Forgive me. I'm not trying to triple stake anything. I'm not trying to get out of control here. Panthers minus 19.5.
Lippy, Neil Southern Overcashian, a famous dribbler who I don't think can punt, so this will be interesting. Crichton and Hosking, which I don't hate off the bat.
Don't hate it off the bat from Neil So.
I did see him months ago talk about Newcastle top eight bet or something. I saw on like the What's New in the Castle or whatever, and it was like $20 or something, and I was like, yeah, as if, and they've won seven in a row. So I will shout him out for that.
No, you got to.
Maybe
Neil
show a little
podcast,
bit.
Podcast, What's New in the Castle. Check it out. Check him out on Instagram. He's a big Knights dribbler. Now we go.
Do you have any stats, Rando, around first try scorers?
I do. The first try scorers market for the stream, which I had, both sides are first and second for scoring first in matches. The Eels have scored first in 65% of their games. Penrith, 63% of their games, so they could be some value for Para. But I do think Penrith do cross first, and there is only one Panther who has scored the most, and that is Critter. He has crossed four times first, and the right centre has scored the most first tries against Para this season. So Critter at $9 is probably the best one.
Okay. Okay. Listen, I do like that. I do like that. But you know what my thing is this week?
Fuck Rando.
Thank you. The words are out of my mouth. So I'm just going Toto, 640. Sure. Again. Like, would you be shocked if it happened?
No. God, I hope Critter dummies and scores. Yeah, that's a side bet, mate. That's a side bet.
I'm going right side attack, and hopefully Cleary just skips to the outside and just gives Hosking a little crush ball. That's what I'm hoping happens. Born in Manly. Does it mean anything from a punting perspective? Probably not, but it's good juju for me. For me. Mm. Zach Hosking, $19 dues.
Not bad. It's not bad. It doesn't come off. Sebastian.
I, again, I'm going big odds here. Not just for the first try scorer, because, again, I need to hit something, and I'm going up the middle. Oh, so, yeah.
Up the guts.
Yeah.
Up the guts. 26.
Yeah, up the gut. Like, I think Streedy got him. Did he on a live
stream? No, he did, but he didn't have money on him, and then it was taken off.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I'm just hoping... Yeah. I thought that came off, so that's kind of funny tough right now. Yeah. But, look, I'm just taking a risk here, you know? Mm. I'm just taking a risk.
Yep. Good
kids
got to
take risks, simple as that.
Kids have got to take risks.
Kids got to take risks and put his bets on, but also take risks.
Yep.
Neil So does not Neil have so one because he's not part of the stream.
Sure.
Now, our next game, Warriors v. the Dragons at, is it still called Daniel Anderson Stadium? I hope
no,
so.
No, it's back to Go Media.
Back to Go Media.
Oh, really? Because in the app, it's called Daniel Anderson Stadium.
Well, there you go.
Go Media, well, Daniel Anderson.
I just want to be correct.
No, I thought exactly it was just for the... Because it was Unite for Daniel last round. But if it is Daniel Anderson, then play on.
Anyway, the Warriors favourites, obviously, $1.12. The Dragons, $6.25. I actually think punters and dribblers, and I'm not doing this, but $6.25. Again, I'm up the Waz. Like, I'm all team up the Waz. And there's no reason to bet on the Dragons, but... I'm still in the frame of mind of, like, not trusting the Warriors. And it's just the way it is, right? Like, I can't help that.
I can trust him to win.
I can trust him to win, but 625, you can also trust him. You can't trust... The Dragons almost fucking beat the Storm.
I think you're off your fucking...
Well, it's all right. I'm not doing it. The Lions, 17.5. Over under 48.5.
Warriors' last home game.
Rando.
The Dragons, they haven't won at Go Media or Daniel Anderson Stadium since 2011, but they have covered the line in their last six games. And the Warriors, since coming off the bye, they've only won by 10 points. That's their biggest win margin. And both of those three games, all of those three games, sorry, were against bottom eight teams.
Warriors not coming off the bye.
No, I'm saying that since they've come off the bye, they have... only won by 10 points. That's their biggest win margin and all their games against bottom eight teams. So I don't mind taking the Dragons the line for try scorers. We saw how catastrophic the Dragons' left side and left edge was. Warbrick, Katoa, Hughes all combined for six tries. The Warriors' right side is their most dominant, so you know they're going to come down that edge. Obviously, DWZ at $1.35 is a gimme. 21 tries in six games, scored four last time against the Dragons. But Murata Niokore, right second rower, he's looking real good here because the right second rower scored nine tries in the last nine games against the Dragons. Niokore has scored in each of his last two games at home, and he's paying $4.25, which is ridiculous value.
There you go. Okay. I'm just going to get this one out of the way. Dragons plus 17.5. They went real close against the fucking Storm. They're not, as much as they're like a shit side, they're not a shit side. And so I feel like they can... keep it close. Dragons dollar 17.5.
What's the weather doing?
It's dry. All dry.
All games dry?
All games dry except for Sunday. 10 to 20 millimetres expected, so a bit wet for Sunday games.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, that's actually... we'll get to that later. I am just going to go punters and dribblers, DWZ. He will score a try. That is a fact of life. Will he score two? I fucking hope so. It's $2.50. It's short. I didn't want to do anything else. I'm like, fuck it, Edward. Go with what you know. And you know he scores tries. He scores fuckloads of them. He's looking and very likely to be top try scorer this season. I just think it makes sense. Just get one early, brah, and then you got like, you know, 70-odd minutes to get another one.
And finals.
I am with...
I'm saying this game.
Oh, my apologies.
With Tom here. Like, the Warriors, When they had a start, if you know Warriors plus something, you can trust them to cover that. But when you have to take points off the Warriors, especially pretty much 20 points, and then the Dragons are the team that just always fucking bring everyone down to, you know, what's that saying? Like, don't argue with an idiot because they will, they'll reduce you to the level and beat you on experience. That's like the Dragons, right? They bring you down to this boring footy. You can't play electric footy. So 17 and a half points, I think's a lot. So I'm going Dragons plus 17 and a half. I think the Warriors will win, sure. And then Pompey. He banged in terms of the leg for me the other day, not the bet. So I'm just going to double down on him, 681.
Okay. Lippy, Dragons plus 7.5. Tyrell Sloan, Nickel Klukstad, 14.09.
Don't hate that bet from Nilsson. It's an all right start from the Novocastrian.
Not bad. I tell you what, a lot better than what we've seen.
Yeah, it is.
But I've said this before about Lippy bets, and then when I do the fucking run sheet, it's all red again.
Yes. They really don't. Like, it is insane like, to have mate, this many like, people have a crack and be this shit.
Mate, like, literally, like, fucking, let's just go back really quickly.
This
like,
many.
What's their leg percentage?
They have got, listen to this. They've got 15 out of 233. That's right. That is fucked up.
That's it's almost harder to do.
6.44%.
That's insane.
That is insane. That's Jesus. Almost impossible to do. That's so tough. Shout out to the Lippy.
Yeah, good on you. Really good stuff from you guys. Now we move on to the Fish v. the Cows, Suncorp Stadium. Now the Fish are 330, the Cows $1.33. The line is 8.5 points, over under 48.5 points. Rando.
Well, it's just plain and simple. We need to win this game, and we really need to win it well. They are in luck, the Cowboys. They have won 3 of their last 4 games at Suncorp. The Finns, on the other hand, they have lost 9 of their last 10 games. But it hasn't all been too bad for the Finns. They've been strong against Queensland opposition, with each game being decided by 1 to 12 points. The Finns have also covered in 6 of their last 7 games as the underdog. So could be interesting here. Cowboys minus 8.5 line. Might take it down a bit. I know you don't want to do that, Tommy, but maybe minus 4.5 around that $1.50, $1.60 mark. For try scorers, though, the Cowboys have had a lot of luck down their right edge, with the right winger scoring 18 tries this season, whilst the Dolphins' left edge hasn't been so good, conceding 20 tries to right wingers. Felty has scored in 5 of his 6 games at right wing. Valame out this weekend, so Felt will resume back at right wing, Taulagi to left. He also scored a double against the Finns last time they met, so I think Kyle Felt's the best.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I will say though, Rando, you're trying to convince us to get $1.60 or punters $1.60 bets. It's like trying to convince someone on an airplane to buy like a souvenir of the place they're going,
yeah,
or the place they left. Yeah, you know, like pay $400 for this teddy bear that has like a Greek flag on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's $1.60
bet. Yeah, that is $1. Yeah, like, yeah. You're not getting
any value.
I can't for the life of me see how the Dolphins fucking cover that line. Like, surely the Cowboys, with their season on the line, Dolphins are playing for nothing.
I know.
How can the Cowboys not go there and have a crack?
They've got some players coming back, though, the Fish. They've also got...
Hammer's back.
Hammer's back. Kenny Bromwich is back. Like, there's a few people back. They fucking went... I mean, it was the Tigers, but, like, they did lose to the Tigers, but it was by 1 point. The Cows have got Nanai out and maybe someone else that I can't remember. But still, like, you look at the side, you're like, come on, yeah. Cows, for fuck's sake.
I mean, you look
how
at
much do they need a win by to, like, get in contention?
Well, they just need to win their next 2. I don't think they'll beat the Rabbitohs on points difference. They need to win by, like, 60. And they need to beat Penrith.
So it's not a points difference thing.
It's not a points difference thing. It's just the need to win, because you think that... well, if the Rabbitohs win, it's all over for them. So that's kind of their
equation. Which one?
Equation. We're up on the Roosters, though. So we've got the Roosters covered, the Roosters for this season, because of their poor attacking record. But when you look at the Finns and the teams, they've covered the line against the Broncos, it's the Panthers, it's Newcastle, where they're all 1 to 12 matches. So they do compete, to be fair.
They do. It's a scary line.
I'm thinking long and hard about that line for reasons that
this is where
become
you,
clearer yeah. later in the
this
show.
This is where you buy the souvenir on the airplane that I'm trying to sell to you.
I know, yeah, but yeah, you yeah, fuck. Yeah. But listen, this is what you do. You fucking weasel in and you start fucking with me.
No, these teddies are really good.
You try and cut the mushrooms off early.
Yeah. You think you'll get a boomerang anywhere else? No way.
You just need to be bitten once and then you're fucked.
And then you're fucked. Then it's all over. Unless I'm like that chick who, you know, she was immune. But
at this page, there's nothing to suggest that any of us are immune from
Listen, do I reek of immunity? No, I don't. Not an immune cell in my body. I've gone Kyle Felt.
Yeah.
Kyle last week,
he's
I was all
two
over.
Plus.
Well, listen, Kyle last week I was on and he didn't score. And I was on him fucking in my same game. I was on him in the 10 into 10,000. And sometimes, as we've learnt, gentlemen, we can be a week or two away. Like you had Brick for a hat trick the other week. He salutes on the weekend. Like sometimes we're tapped in. Know that. We fucking a lot of people talk shit about us, but as we've shown as to our pounding of the lippy, we get it. Sometimes we're just a week or two out.
We are also all in the red, but we are tapped.
I'm fucking triple the lippy. I'm 200% better than the lippy. So
200% better than the general public.
Yeah.
Correct. Kyle Felt, I think. Listen, he went walkabout last week. He was missing. But this week, Kyle goes up, stands up, because the club needs him now. And Kyle's a dependable. He's going to score two, set the tone, set the standard. $4.40.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried about Kyle, but I'm going him because last week you mentioned, like, he's a mechanic, right? Like, you know, got that vibe about him, hard worker. And then after that, I watched that show on Netflix, Painkiller, about the mechanic who looks like a Kyle. Yeah. He looks like a Kyle. Yeah. And then he get addicted to OxyContin. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Painkiller was gnarly, huh?
I haven't watched that yet. I saw it.
Dude, those Sackler fuckers are nasty bits of work.
Oh, yeah.
The fact they're not in prison is outrageous.
Yeah. But unshocking.
He's heroin in a pill.
Well, actually more addictive.
I'm worried that, like, maybe Kyle, like, Felty himself is like OxyContin to me. But I just want to check it out. I want to suss it out. And then him and Azarko, 340 out. Azarko bangs every fucking week. Kyle, if you don't do it this week, maybe I don't want to go down this Oxy path.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Get me off it before it, like, seeps into my immune system. You know what I mean? So 348. Very cautious here. Very cautious because it's like, oh, I just had one. Like, that's great. I have a second one, even though I'm not so much pain. You have a third one, you're fucked.
Yeah. No.
See, this is the second. This would be the second.
Yeah. For you too, Edward.
Oh, man, I'm very aware. I'll be crushing them up soon. Shouldn't laugh.
What's Nilso doing?
Azarko, drink water, Tuolungi, over 48.5, $10.08. He's expecting a humping here, Nilso.
Again, man, I don't mind that because you're basically saying Azarko very likely drinking in Tuolungi if the cows just fuck him up. 48.5. I don't hate Nilso's bets. I mean, for $10, it's not blow your dick off either.
It's not
three
bad.
Try scorers in the but like it's not bad betting.
But I feel the last like cows humping was like the Tigers one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're not the in real humping mode.
They were humping a while ago, but
they've I think second lowest point score in the last five rounds at club.
There you go. Next game, Storm v Titans, Amy Park. $1.10 is the Storm, $7 for the Titans. The line 18.5. I thought it was, oh no, 18.5. And then the over-under is 49.5 rugby league points. Rando.
The Storm, they have been strong at home, winning their last seven games at Amy Park, their last three by 18-plus points, and they haven't conceded a try at the venue in their last 147 minutes of footy. In their last six winning day games at home, they have won five of those games by 30-plus points, so I don't mind the Storm to cover that minus 18.5 line. For try scorers, you got to go Munster here. He loves playing against the Titans, scoring 11 tries in 11 games. He has scored in each of his last three games against them and has only failed to score in Melbourne against the Titans once. The Titans, they're conceding 25% of tries in his attacking channel. So Munster at 250, I think, is great value.
Yep. I'm going to take it and triple it. Thanks, Rando. I'm swinging it all. Like, I'll pay out Rando on the $1.60, but he gives me a bit of, you know, information like that. I'll take it and triple it. Go out swinging. Trust people around you. What I mean?
Is that the you trust in the mushroom, dude?
I'm trusting.
Sounds like he's been bitten by the mushroom.
I mean, I remember when I was like. What, 11, when the movie The Faculty came out, and it's about those aliens that like creep into
good
people's
movie,
ears, like Josh
movie.
Hartnett at the top of his career.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm terrified of them. I would almost just go, like, take me now.
Because they're all hot as well. It wasn't a hot teacher.
The hot teacher
is giving it to everyone.
One of the great 90s, like, teen
scary movies
of all time, Faculty. Check it out. So, Rando's Faculty, I'm joining it. Put the thing
so
in my
Rando
ear.
Rando, the hot person kissing you, the bugs like coming in from his mouth into you.
Hang on. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Faculty bet, triple stag Munster.
Yep. Beautiful. I'm worried about this one. I'm just going Storm minus 18.5, but I'm not confident. These Lions are tough this week.
They are very, very tough this week. Tough, tough
Titans
Lions.
Got fucked, though, so I'm hoping they get fucked again. Hoping they're just giving up.
Tom and I are flying up to the Gold Coast tomorrow to interview arguably the greatest player of all time, Foz. Grandpa Foran.
Yeah, Poppy Foran.
Poppy Foran. An absolute stud, an absolute gentleman, a scholar, a genius, a visionary, a premiership winner. Mm. I don't know if he's won a World Cup. Was he there when they
Yeah,
won
he's
that?
Won a World... don't know.
World Cup pending. No, he wasn't.
No.
He wasn't, but he should have. Foz, anytime, 775. We haven't done the interview yet, but if it goes the way I want it to in my mind, I just think that it's a beautiful gift from the gods. Foz.
Watch him fucking pull out for some reason today.
Yeah, well, if he pulls out, I'll change it. But for now, he's in. But for now, he's named. For now, he's named, Tom. 775 anytime. 775. It's good stuff.
Not bad.
Coates Grant for the Lippy. Coates and Grant, 886. Can we get a fucking... Can we get a check on that? That seems high. Real high.
You don't think Harry's fucking putting that in?
Harry's 265.
There's no way that's 886. No. Zero chance.
Oh, it's Coates two or more.
Okay. There we go. Nilso, apologies. D or Dave.
Not doing his job.
Shockingly fucked up.
Coates 2+, Grant 886. That makes more sense.
That does make more sense. We move on. We press on into the good night, as they say, somewhere. Roosters Tigers, Allianz Stadium, $1.16 for the Chooks, $5.25 for the Tigers. The line is 15.5 rugby league points. The over under 45.5 rugby league points. Rando.
The Roosters love playing the Tigers. It's simple as that. The Tigers haven't won at Allianz against the Roosters since 2009. The Roosters have won their last 6 head-to-head. They've won 16 of their last 17 games against the Tigers. Of those 17 games, only 3 of them have been decided by 1 to 12 points. So the Roosters 13+ is definitely where you should be looking. They've turned their season around from the second worst attack in the league to having the 4th best attack in the last 5 rounds as well, the Roosters. So they are absolutely humming. Where in particular they are humming, that is their right edge, who have scored 2 tries in 4 of their last 5 games. Suoli'i has scored in all 4 of those games that they have scored in. So he's a safe choice at $1.60. And you've got to always take the right winger against the Tigers. They've scored 24 tries in 22 games. I also don't mind the left edge because Dan Tupou has a great record against the Tigers, scoring 18 tries in 14 games. So he scored in 11 of his 13 games against the Tigers too. Now, I do go back almost a year to the day when the Roosters absolutely romped these guys and we all went Suoli'i for a try and he didn't come off. So maybe Daniel Tupou could be a safer option there. Unless you don't suffer from PTSD.
Can I ask you a question, Rando?
Yeah.
How many games have the Tigers lost 13+ in the last, like, 5-10 weeks?
5-10 weeks they have lost.
They seem to make teams go... They seem to go close with fucking everyone.
One of the last 5 games has been 13+
only
loss.
Only one?
Yep, and then when you go beyond that, the next 5 games after those 5 games were all 13+ losses.
I'm switching to fucking Tigers plus 15.5. It's just a vibe I've got. It's a vibe I've got. Appy at halfback. Appy
Huge
at halfback's
vibe.
Playing well.
Manu at
fullback.
He's
at 9 again.
Walker's
Tedesco
back.
Out. Walker's back, but does that help us? That's a change to
no,
the
that's
attack.
That's what I'm saying. That's
They got Will Smith at 7 this week.
Who?
The Tigers.
Etch, didn't know that.
Will Smith, is he still playing?
And also to note, of those 5 games where they haven't lost by 13+, Luke Brooks was playing outside of that Tigers game.
Yep. I'm going with my gut. Tigers plus 15.5. The Roosters, again, much like the Dragons, they bring them down. I'm prepared to lose this one to try and chase like a good call. You know what I mean? If the Roosters fucking hump them, then you're like, whatever. But the Tigers don't get humped as much as you think they do.
Listen, I'm going to disagree with you, Tom. I'm going to disagree with you strongly. Mm. I think that the Roosters have found this late season form that was potentially predicted, but it was predicted ironically, like, oh, that'll be fucking hilarious if the Roosters find this fucking late season form when it's too late, potentially. I think that they go out there and hump the fucking balls off the Tigers. That's what I think happens. I think they do what they did to the Eels last week, but then some. I think the Tigers without Luke Brix are going to fucking struggle. Who the fuck is Will Smith?
Well, that's rude.
You know, well, no offense.
He's been around a while.
He's been around, old Will Smith.
Some good
haven't
movies.
Haven't heard of you, bro.
Some good movies.
I'm tripling it. Roosters minus 15.5. Yeah. Very bullish.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. I'm happy with my bet now. I think that, you know, there's some.
Like, if the fish cows line was Scream, this line's I Know What You Did Last Summer. You know what I mean? In terms of how scary it is. Like, yeah. it's not the number one, but it's...
It's like a Scream 4 maybe, but, like, it's still a fucking Scream movie. I'm still jumping.
And I didn't know what to do in this game because the Roosters try scorers are too short. Like, the wings and stuff, like $1.60, $1.70. Had to stay away from that. Result-wise, obviously, I think the Roosters win, but... Line, no idea, but I was just going around in circles, and Eddie was and Rue were on Wong the other day, and then Billy Smith. I've never used him in a multi. I thought, hey, time for some fresh blood, which is also a track by the band The Eels. Check it out. But I'm going Wong and Billy Smith, $8.12, fresh blood bet.
Fresh, is that come on, baby?
Yeah, great track.
I need fresh blood.
It's like real vampire.
Woo! Yeah, it is a track.
Yeah, it might even be on a vampire show. I'm not sure, but it's probably a track. I'm going to listen to it on a drive.
Probably
home.
On like True Blood or some shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. What's the Roosters? What's our fucking Lippy doing there?
Our Lippy, our good friend, Mr. Nilso the Novacash. And Roosters minus 15.5, Brandon Smith and Sua Ali'i, $7.94. Don't know about the cheese part. But
it's tough. We move on.
Fair bit to happen for $7.94.
Yep. Raiders Broncos GIO Stadium. They're down in Canberra. Raiders $3.50. The Broncos $1.30. 10.5 points is the line. Over under 45.5 points. Rando. Is it cold down there? What's going on?
It's cold. It's going to be a little bit wet, but less than a millimeter of rain predicted. The Broncos, they're looking for their first win in the nation's capital since 2017. They have also only beaten the Raiders once in their last five meetings. However, more recently, the Raiders have lost their last four games to top eight opponents, and the Broncos are running hot, of course, winning six on the trot. So I'd be keeping it safe here and just going Bronx outright for try scorers. Keep an eye on Ezra Mam. He's scored in each of his last three games and also scored in three of his last four games when Adam Reynolds isn't playing. Whitehead and Fogarty are opposite him in defence, and they have collectively leaked 23 line breaks in 20 games playing together. So Ezra Mam, some juicy value there at $2.35.
Ezra does like to score a try. He's a footballer, that kid.
Ezra? Yeah. Oh, the kid can play football.
The kid
can play football. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Kid can play rugby
line
league.
On this game, punters and dribblers, easiest line of the week, I think.
Oh,
Broncos minus 10.5.
I think it's so humpable. I just think that this is the Broncos' final tune-up before a big rest next week, and they'll just want to go, you know what, top eight side, Raiders, get this big dog up, yeah. Like, you're not on our level, bro.
Raiders I think, also beat them earlier this year, and I think it's like they're going to want to go back and go right or wrong.
Especially down in Canberra. Just like a big fuck you.
At home, we can't beat you at home. 10.5's piece
but they,
of piss
the Broncos
stuff.
Can pile it on so quickly, so easily.
Yep.
I mean, they might be trucking along at, like, you know, 12 all until the 65th minute, and then they'll just put five tries on them. I love the Broncos minus 10.5 line. I think it's my favourite line of the week, and I've triple staked it. Yep.
Cut the triples. Sebo?
I'm taking the line as well, but I've got a bit of a multi around it. Look, taking the line, I am, yeah. I was worried that Canberra beat the Broncos last time, and Canberra were like, they either had a few outs or they were playing like shit at the time. But then also, like, the Broncos are humming and they'll want to make up for it. But then, look, when you're at the bottom of the fucking cellar, you gotta chase down, obviously, bets and Stags, right? Like, what a better time to wrangle a Stags than when I am starving Marvin right now. I need some meat. I need a fresh stag. So I'm going to put him in. And Tomoko.
Marvin.
Shout out to Starving Marvin. I haven't thought about him for a while.
Yeah, neither. And Tomoko. So Tomoko Stags, Broncos, minus 10.5, 17.76. Long odds, sure. But I just feel
Trying to wrangle a stag.
I feel like I need that meat, dude. I need some meat.
But do you need to try to wrangle a stag, or is this about maybe trying to go like for a hattie from something? Like you're trying to even get bigger odds here. Like
no, you didn't even.
You don't need to wrangle a stags right now. You need fucking like bullshit value, and stags are hard to wrangle.
I don't need bullshit value. I'm going hard at bets I'm confident in, i.e. the Munster, triple stake, $250. Then the $17 bet is going, I like the line, I need some fucking meat, and Tomoko's been hitting fucking tries, what, every week.
I'm not criticising Tomoko.
I don't, listen, I don't want to give you advice because I want to win, but sometimes I feel like I need to. You've always been huge on stags and narrative is the only way to wrangle. And I'm just not hearing about it. The last couple of wrangles you've gone on have been really piss poor, to be honest. Really piss poor.
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
like, let's, Eddie, as a mate, I need to tell you that.
Yeah. I will take your advice on getting a triple staked line, but if there was a stag set here, you don't have a single name on it. So no, I won't
also,
take advice on that. Thank you
point.
Very much.
That's also
like,
a good point.
I don't see your stags. Name on an immortal board. I don't see your name on a winner board. I don't see your name on a stags board. So fucking come back to me later.
Very humbling. Very humbling.
Yeah. You can't argue
great point.
With that. Can't
great
argue
point.
With that. Wrecked. We move on. Nilso, he's gone Broncos minus 10.5, Rapana and a Stags as well. Not good for you there, Sebo. And over 45.5 points, paying 19.37.
I don't hate that bet.
I mean, it's Rapana basically scores. The same as fucking Sebs.
He's got the over, but then
the over. Yeah. Actually, it's not the same. Rapana does score, but not when you want him to.
Yeah, that's the what thing. I find. He's like, I reckon Rapana is the number one player who scores when you're not on him, and then you're on him, and then he doesn't score.
Yep. Stags also does that, though, let's be honest. Except I've been on him. We move on.
In fact, the whole fucking Raiders side does it.
Yeah, they do. We move on to Bulldogs v. the Seagulls at the worst stadium on planet Earth. That is a Coors Stadium. $2.55 for the Dogs, $1.52 for Manly. The line is 4.5 points, over under 46.5 points. 4.5 points, remind everyone the line there. 4.5 points. Rando.
As I mentioned, it will be wet for this one. 10 to 20 millimetres expected on Sunday in Sydney. Both teams in the wet are 50% this year. The Dogs knocked over the Cows, whilst Manly claimed the Tigers and the Storm in the wet. In their last 10 games, though, in the wet, both teams have only won two of those last 10. Always important to mention the Seagulls' rough record at a core, losing 13 of their last 14 games at the venue, but they have won 8 of their last 9 games against the Bulldogs, with 7 of those wins by 6 or more points. So I do like them the line. The Dogs, they have the worst defense in the last 5 rounds, conceding 36 points per game. For try scorers, got to jump in the Saab for this one. He has scored 6 tries in 4 games against the Dogs, and Manly's right edge has scored 8 tries in the last 5 games. The Bulldogs have conceded a try to a right winger in 5 of their last 6 games, with that right winger picking up a double in 3 of those 5 games they've scored in.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. If I can be honest with everyone, I did not like that Manly history.
Tough game.
Core.
Tough game.
I think it's look, we've got what's his face? Ruben's out because he got a broken back because fucking Chancellor Clogstead basically took him out midair. No one cares, it seems. Cooler's gone to fullback.
No one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. Brad Parker's back in, though, and Ben Trbojevic back in. Gordon Chang come Tong finally making his NRL debut.
You got Ben Condon.
We got Ben Condon. No, well, Ben is actually, I think, just in the extended squad, right. Seb, but we do have Kelma Tuolungi, Aaron Woods, Ethan Bluemore. Listen, we dropped Josh Schuster this week, which I think had to happen, right? This is a Manly side who's going, we're not fucking taking the piss anymore. We're not fucking around. We're here to play rugby league, and we're here to play rugby league here and now. So I actually still think that fucking 4.5 line is still fantastic. I think it's still very good.
Still taking it to pound town?
I'm tripling it, bruh. I'm not just taking it to pound town. I'm triple staking that bitch because the Dogs have been absolutely fucking awful. Now, obviously, that's it. Like against the better teams, they're particularly awful. Manly not having the greatest season. But I think that with a couple of games to go, making some big decisions and some big plays, Manly fuck them up. Or at least win by more than 4.5 points, for God's sake. And you're getting $1.96. So you're getting a little extra juice there. Triple stake, Manly minus 4.5. Sebo?
Yeah, look,
I can't touch that line. Like, that's that, and that says unfortunately a lot about Manly. Like, and the Dogs, that this 4.5. I just don't know what's going to happen.
It's a poison line.
Like, yeah,
it's a scary line. The scary lines this week. They just are.
It's poison ivy line. Like, fucking, you don't want to kiss it. Like, it's
like a green tree frog line. Is it a green tree frog, or is it, what are the poison arrow frogs?
The ones that they wiped on their
backs. Yeah.
I think
not the green tree frog.
That island off the coast of Sri Lanka. I think they killed that.
Oh, you mean the North Sentinelese?
Mm, they killed that preacher.
Well, you know, he's trying to fucking push God.
Well, but using that poison.
Poison lines. So I'm staying away from that stuff. I can't. I looked at Saab, but what's he paying? Like $1.60 or something?
$1.75.
Yeah, but he's good.
I know, but I just like, it's a game that anything could happen. So I just thought, get two try scorers that can score, but their odds are all right. So that's a Moline DCE, 780. Look, I just I don't know what's going to happen. I need over $5 because I've got no fucking idea.
Mm.
Not really throwing the bat at it, are you?
Just
swinging.
Nah, like it's too hard. Because like it's too hard. This might be like, it could be 8-all. You know what I mean? It really could be.
Manly's team on paper shitloads better with way better creative players in the more important positions. That's why I think Manly.
And there may have been, and there's been some, as we said earlier, some changes.
Whips cracked.
That needed to be made. I had Manly 13 plus. Remember the rain. And listen, I've bitched out. But part of that bet was Saab, who is just in a nice sort of vein of form at the moment. Hattie the other week. And just seems to have found his speed.
And his strength. He believes in himself.
Because you need belief to be a first grade rugby league footballer. Yeah, big time. And Hamole, who just, if you get him close to the line, big trouble in Little China.
And he also likes to, I don't know if he's facing up on kick out this week. I think they were last time they played. Schmoller?
Yeah, he is.
He likes to
fucking he likes up to, against yeah, Hamole.
He takes that shit personally.
Yeah, he likes it. Listen, and no offense to the Dogs, Liam Knight's a friend, but like your side looks like shit.
It looks pathetic.
It does. Tavita doesn't even want to play rugby league anymore. You know, like Harrison Edwards, I'm not knocking you, but like you're not Jake Trbojevic, right? No. You're not. You're just not. So I actually think Manly are fucking specials here. That's why I'm tripling it.
Sub Hamole for me, 450. Tom's tripled him. Sebo's gone Hamole DCE. And Lippy. Manly minus 4.5. Saab DCE 745.
Don't hate it, but it's not great value. We move on. Last game of the round. The Sharks v. the Knights at Newcastle. $1.67 the Knights, $2.20 the Sharks. The line 3.5 points, over under 44.5 points. You want to talk about lines that terrify in games that you don't know what the fuck's going to happen? Yep. This game is it for me. Good game though. Good game, Rando. Good what's game. What's happening?
Well, first off, it will be wet. 5 to 10 millimeters expected, so a bit less than Sydney. It's also Old Boys Day for Newcastle, so plenty to play for the Knights, who are on their longest winning streak since their 2001 Premiership winning campaign. The Sharks, they haven't been a top eight team away this season, going 0-5, and they've only won one of their last four games at McDonald Jones. As you mentioned, the line's a bit scary. I reckon just take the Knights here at $1.67. For try scorers, I've said it the last couple of weeks, and it hasn't come off, but surely Dom Young is due. The left edge of the Sharks is conceding 28% of their tries, so Dom Young on that right edge has to be a likely try scorer in this one.
I've just changed my bet. I had Sharks plus 3.5. It's well documented on this show that this year I fucking hate Newcastle and the Knights generally, right? Nothing about the players, nothing about the team specifically. For those of you that know, fuck the Knights. But Ponga's in some fucking form. That movie, that movie put on Campbell Graham on the weekend where like he was there and then in a second just bang off the left foot, steps inside and then back out, throwing cutout balls like...
Oh, it's hot sweaty
right. He's in better form than any fucking player in the Sharkies side right now. Like I think I need to see what's going on here. I don't know, is Hastings back? Not that it matters because fucking Adam Clune was doing the damn thing on the weekend, but like I just think that I'm gonna have to go the Knights here. Hastings has been named. Thank you very much. Newcastle minus 3.5 points.
Yeah. Look, the line, when we're talking about scary lines, we might have mentioned Scream, might have mentioned Faculty. We might have mentioned, I know what you did last summer. This line is like those movies for like scary for teenagers. This line is What Lies Beneath. You know what I mean? This is like, oh my God, Harrison Ford's a fucking killer and this is scary as shit. Like that's what this line's like. I can't tell
I've
the
actually
difference.
Forgotten What Lies Beneath. I've got to go and like,
you know,
I remember
like,
it, but I can't remember him being a
terrifying shit, right? Like terrifying. And so I'm going, I don't know what side of the line to pick. I don't know what try scorer to pick. I've gone down one of those tri-bet markets that you always forget about, but are actually quite good. So either team to win by less than 10.5 points, it's $1.85. Not paying, it's pretty much $1.90. It's not just a bit under, but I can't tell what's going on. The line can't tell what's going on. No one knows which side to be on it. So that seems all right to me. So much so that I'm triple staking it because I reckon this is going to be a grindy affair, right? I really do. I really do. So triple staking either team, now, less than 10.5.
Just got to quickly check here, buddy. That's your third triple stake.
Yeah, can't you have three?
I thought it was
you can
two.
Have two.
Oh, you can only have two?
Yep.
Right, okay.
So you've got Critter and Peach triple staked, Monster triple staked, and then now you've got this What Lies Beneath bet.
I might take out the Critter one then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Changing that up.
Yeah, that's just a single.
Sure.
There you go. I'm going to say that. So that's your final. That's final. No more changes. You're done here. You're locking that in.
Locking it in.
Okay. I think that's the worst thing you've got all week. I think that one is going to fuck you to death, and I'm so excited for it.
Either team to win by less than
10.5 points.
Whoever
wins is going to win.
I think I agree with that. But I think that there is a much stronger chance that the Knights win and win well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Team by 10.5. Oh, boy. You're basically taking a line there.
I think I like Marju, Greg Marju. We were talking with Jai Arrow yesterday. And I said, "Who's the strongest fucking bench presser where was he? Or that he's ever played with? Maybe
someone. Yeah, I think it was it.
Greg Marju, 220.
No, 205, 207. I think. Let's say 220.
Plus, call it 220. 220. It's more than 200. It's more than 200. Put it that way. Man's a fucking thoroughbred. So Greg goes in, and Kalen Ponga, because arguably playing, if you listen to NRL 360, best form of his career. So he goes in as well. $4.19."
Beautiful. And then for our Newcastle fan, Nilso the Nova Castro and Eddie.
Marju, Ponga, Fitzgibbon, Knights minus 3.5. Have a guess who he goes for, $18.97.
Okay. All right. Well, that's rugby league there. We send it over to Rando for his bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bet of the week.
Bleep, bloop.
And also, and if I'm looking at it now, it might be the most disgusting looking odds I've ever seen. And your hot boys.
We'll start with the best bet going down with Daniel Tupou last weekend. This time, I do like Manly, the line here. They have obviously won 8 of their last 9 games against the Dogs, with 7 of those wins by 6 or more points. The Dogs, they have the worst defense in the last 5 rounds in the league, conceding 36 points per game. They've conceded 30 points in 8 of their last 9 games as well. Jason Saab, chucking him in there, he scored 6 tries in 4 games against the Dogs. Manly's right edge has scored 8 tries in their last 5 games, and the Bulldogs, they've conceded a try to a right winger in 5 of their last 6 games. So you go Saab, Manly minus 4.5, and that is $2.79 for your best bet. As we get into the hot boys, went down by 1, Domi Young letting us down again, but I have chucked him back in here because I really think that he is due. We'll start with him, I guess. The right winger scored the Sharks are conceding 28% of their tries down their left edge. So Dom Young goes in for sure. Felty, he's scored in 5 of his last 6 games at right wing and also scored a double against the Dolphins last time they met. Then we got Cam Munster, 11 tries in 11 games against the Titans, a try in his last 3 against them. Joey Suoli'i, commandment, take the right winger versus the Tigers. The right winger has scored 24 tries in 22 games against them. Suoli'i has scored in 4 of his last 5. And to finish, Jason Saab doubling up, really big on him. 6 tries in 4 games against the Dogs. Manly right edge absolutely humming. So you got Felt, Munster, Suoli'i, Saab, and Domi Young paying $20.80.
Okay. They are hot. They are hot boys. Obviously, Kyle Felt, we know we've already discussed Kyle and their potential pitfalls, but hot. We move to our unit scoopers for the second last game of the week of the regular season. Sebo, what are you doing here to try and change things up?
The Ozaki ape.
Oh,
shit.
Gotta
have a crack at it. Gotta have a crack at it. I've only had 1 or 2 all year.
It can be done. It can be done. It's been done before, so I'm going at it. These are my lines. Start at the beginning. Penrith first Parramatta. Para plus 19.5. I think it's just too many points at this end of the season. Same with the Dragons. Warriors, St. George plus 17.5. I think it's just too many points. Dolphins versus North Queensland. Cowboys minus 8.5. Storm, this one's scary, versus Titans. I'm taking Storm minus 18.5. That's scary, but I think the Storm are at the business end of the season. Titans love leaking points. Roosters minus 15.5. Scary. Broncos minus 10.5. I think that one's a given. Manly plus 4.5 should happen.
Manly's minus 4.5.
Minus 4.5 should happen. And then Knights, I'm taking the Sharkies, plus 3.5. Knights versus Shark, plus 3.5. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I prefer it to be on the side of points. And that one is paying 175. Where's the sense? 175.19.
Watch this thing die Thursday night when the Panthers fucking hump the shit out of the Eels. Yeah. That'll be nice. Live stream. Hello Sport YouTube.
It will be nice. I have also gone for an Ozaki 8. I'm just like, this is the last time you can do it this season. You may as well fucking roll the dice, have a
It's not the last time.
Well, because next week it's fucking impossible because they rest players. The lines are fucked. It's a mess. It's like it's almost impossible to do. And after that, there isn't 8 games. Mm. I have gone Penrith minus 19.5, St. George plus 7.5, Cowboys minus 8.5, Storm minus 18.5, Roosters minus 15.5, Seagulls minus 4.5, Knights minus 3.5, Broncos minus 10.5.
There you go. There you go.
175.19.
I saw you guys go on your Ozaki 8s, and I was like, shit, do I just like go into it? We're basically all the same except for, I think, maybe the Roosters, because I am already, you know, I'm running lines in my general bets. And then I went, nah, fuck it. I'm not doing that. I'm going for another fucking smoothie. Haven't hit one. I've been close, very close.
Going that smooth?
Going the smooth. So we kick off Panthers v. the Eels. Brian Toto goes over. Then we've got the Warriors and the Dragons. Ravalawa goes over. Fish, Cows. I've also gone a bit of fucking Cole Felty. Nice. He's going over. Storm and the Titans. Got Carney P. That's probably one that I regret putting on. But I've gone Carney P. Roosters, Tigers, I've gone Sualii. Raiders, Broncos, I've gone Selly Cobbs, who has fucked me the last few weeks. I'm not going to lie, Selwyn, you have, but I respect
you. Dig deep, Selly.
Dig deep. Dogs, Manly, Jason Saab, obvious, and then Knights, Sharks. You go, oh, you go Dommy Young. No, dude, Dommy Young, a serial pest when it comes to trying to wrangle. So I'm going Mulatalo, who, look, he's got a bit of pest about him himself, but all those together, you're going to get 145.45.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
10 to 10,000.
I've got Lippy's thing. He's
doing
a VCR bet, which isn't a movie bet. It's actually a vodka, coke, and raspberry, which was made famous cocktail in Newcastle in 1997 after the Knights won the grand final. So he's gone Victor Chanzi and Rapina for 43.32.
Shit. There's something about Nilsson's done some work this week. I got to say, he's made a good account of himself.
VCR, I mean, it makes sense.
He's had a really good account of himself this week.
He has.
I'm impressed by that. I'm impressed by Nilsson.
Good on you, Nilsson. 44.32.
Mate, if anyone's going to have a, you know, I'd like to see Nilsson change the fate of the Lippy, if anyone's going to do it. What is our 10 to 10,000? Who's where? I know everyone's got there. What day am I, basically, Ed?
Your Saturday.
Okay, sweet. Well, let's do our 10 to 10,000 then, shall we?
Easy. We'll start with Rando on Thursday.
Taking Dill Edwards here. Reckon he's a good shout.
On Friday, drink water, 220.
I'm Saturday, as I've just been told, and I'm going to go... Billy Smith, 270.
And I'm taking Mulatalo, $1.82.
There we go.
There we go. That's us, punters and dribblers.
Nice.
Thanks again.
Nice.
Thanks again. Much love to you. Much love to Neds. Thank you to Neds for their support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Do you have a bet? Do it with Neds. Until next week. Ciao. Peace. Bye-bye. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on screen or visit the website.